G'day, Reece down here, and welcome to episode 61 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And roll off the bat, I want to say thanks to everyone who's listened over the last couple of years. I just cracked 100K listens, and that was my goal initially, and we'll punch on from there. But yeah, I just wanted to show appreciation for everyone listening. I get a lot of good feedback from that as well, so I appreciate you guys, that's for sure. Now, this lesson, or this podcast rather, is from a lesson I'm going to take a part of a lesson that's in my Indefatigable course, and it's in the Stress and Performance module, and it is about performance and improving your performance, because, of it, well, first of all, it's called Adversarial Growth or Overload Principle, okay? So, it's one section of one of the lessons in Module 4, I think it is, Stress and Performance. So, obviously, your physical training and preparation will have a huge impact, all right, on your chances of passing selection. And you'll need to conduct the right training and follow a progressive and specific selection program or plan. And you need to get the balance right between training and rest and recovery and also actually living your life, all right? But one principle you can incorporate into your training to improve your chances of passing selection is what's called the adversarial growth or overload principle. Now, with this principle, as the name suggests, you want to apply the overload principle to your training and or add or subtract elements to your training that will make your sessions just that much harder, okay? A little bit harder, and therefore encourage growth through adversity, right? Adversarial growth principle. Whether that growth be through, you know, physical growth, mental, or both. It's basically making your sessions tougher with certain acts at random times, right? Designed to fuck you around, okay? You could do this a couple of different ways, such as A, you could increase the difficulty of the event or the session by focusing on the equipment side of it and the ways to utilize equipment to make the session harder. For example, you could add weight to your webbing for your webbing sprints. You could run the 3.2 wearing heavier boots than you normally would. You could add more weight to your pack for certain pack marches, particularly the speed march. You could go without a camelback or a hydration system during some of your pack marches, all right, making it just a little bit more of a fuck around to get the water out, you know, because you're going to have to use your water bottles rather than just suck on the hose. You could go without or limit electrolytes or carbs during your endurance sessions. You could, in one of your swimming sessions, swim with more layers of clothing or with boots instead of runners, right, making it just that little bit harder. And you could add weight to your push-ups or your chin-ups, all right, to your cadence push-ups or chin-ups, etc., etc. Anything equipment-wise that when changed, being adding or subtracting an element, that will make that session just that much harder. The other way you could do it is B, by getting familiar with less than ideal training conditions, meaning conducting your workout or your session in tougher or more adverse conditions than you're used to, right, that you're accustomed to. For example, conducting your swimming session in really cold water above what you're accustomed to or below what you're accustomed to temperature-wise, conducting your webbing run or pack march in the middle of the day when it's the hottest, or even, you know, early morning when it's really cold, all right, maybe you're not used to that. You could conduct a pack march on the sand or a tougher sort of environment. You could conduct your pack march on a more inclined or hilly track during your 20K speed march, just to mix it up. You could set your alarm and get up at 2 a.m. in the morning and go for that 20K pack march or that 3.2K run. Or you could set the alarm and get up and do an aptitude test or write your 1,000-word bio or selection bio. Or you could get through a lesson on Duolingo, all right? So that would be more of the mental and emotional side rather than physical side, doing it at different times, random times, early on in the morning when you're not used to it. But it's basically doing anything that will provide you with less than ideal training conditions, conditions that you don't normally train in and are not used to in order to grow through adversity. And one final example is one final stupid example is what I did. And I remember when I was training for selection one of the times, I went out on the piss one night and got shit-faced, and then I got up in the morning and conducted a three-hour pack march, right, the following day while I was hungover, and I felt like shit. And while that's certainly an example of applying the adversarial growth principle. Definitely do not do that. I do not recommend it, and you shouldn't do it because it was fucking ridiculous, but it is the example of the adversarial growth principle. However, a few points to note. When you're doing this, you want to make sure that whatever you do, it's safe, i.e. don't go pack marching without water, for example. Don't jump in the pool wearing 8 fucking jumpers and 3 pairs of pants or something stupid like that. Don't go swimming in ridiculously cold water by yourself. Right? You need to be smart about it. You need to be safe about it. And if you're worried about it, make sure you go with someone, all right, who can keep an eye on you. When you apply this adversarial growth or overload principle in your training, do it randomly and infrequently, okay? I.e., each week, make just one of your sessions for a particular activity tougher, then don't revisit that particular activity for a month, and then change activity each week. For example, if you make one of your swimming sessions for a certain week harder, make a running session tougher the next week, and then a pack marching session tougher the week after, and so on and so forth. All right, you want to mainly stick to your progressive training program and add the adversarial growth principle randomly. So, how can you apply the adversarial growth or overload principle to increase your performance? So, what I want to do is have a think about it and even email me or put it on my Instagram account or Facebook comment under the post, because I always put a post up when I put these podcast episodes out. So, I want you to, once you've listened to this, go back, comment, or just email me, reese@operatoredge.com, and tell me what you would do and how you would incorporate this overload principle, because I don't have all the ideas and I want to actually get some ideas from everyone out there, from you guys, so then I can pass on to everyone else in my program as well. So a bit of back and forth there. But that's it for this episode. Like I said, this is a part of one of the lessons in my stress and performance module in my Indefatigable course. If you're training for selection, you want any help, make sure you reach out, okay? If you've got any questions, make sure you reach out. reese@operatoredge.com or hit me up on social media. reese_Dowden on Instagram is probably the best. Okay, once again, I'll reiterate from the start. Thanks very much for everyone who's listening. Hit the 100K listens. It is fucking awesome, and I'll keep doing these because I enjoy it and I get some really good feedback. So thanks again to everyone. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And I will see you in the next one. Thanks.